Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting 5th. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting 6th. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting 7th. The left fielder, Wes Farrell. Batting 8th. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Thornton Lee. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting second. The center fielder, Pete Fox. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, John Stone. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Heinie Scubbell. Batting 8th. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Eldon Auker. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer catches it and throws to first to double up Knickerbocker. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scubbell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is called out on strikes. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive towards short. Rogel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Heinie Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker hits a fly ball into left field. Farrell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Farrell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. Spencer drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Davis out. Two outs. Heinie Scubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Scubbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scubbell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth takes first base on ball 4. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0 for 1 in the game. Auker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rogel strikes out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heinie Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 0-for-2 in the game. Scubble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields the ball and throws to Lee covering. Safe. Scubble moves to second. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0-for-2 in the game. Auker strikes out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a line drive into center field. Averill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Scubble scores. Hayworth goes all the way around to score. Rogel moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rogel scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Burnett hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.